Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, a Football Monday, a Reaction Monday here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Stay connected to the Cleveland Browns with the latest news, photos, videos, and more. Visit clevelandbrowns.com, download our mobile app, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter and Instagram. And we got some tweets, right? We've got people who have been sending their comments and questions to @Browns_daily. Our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale, has got some for us. Hi, Dave.
Hi, guys.
What up, Dino?
What up? All right. Let's see. Let's start here. We had an earlier tweet here. Let's go Andy Andrasco first from @Redneck. Oh, my. Every year they say you see what you see in preseason doesn't mean what you see in the regular season. Then you roll out the same old stuff, the same old crap, says Andy, if that makes sense.
Well, I understand what he's saying and how he's saying it. And basically, it's the understandable opinion of the jaded Browns fan who has got and no reason to feel anything but jaded because he has not heard anything different than this. He's been through this drill before. And, you know, don't pay attention to it. Don't pay attention to that man behind the curtain type of approach. I want to believe that this is different. And based on everything that I can see up close, that there's a lot of reason to feel that this is not the same old, and that the coaching that's being done, the people who are making decisions above that level are doing things in a way that, in my mind, show a high level of competence. I don't think excellence is anywhere near around the corner. I don't know how far excellence is there, but the conversation I'll continue to have through this preseason and into the season and then until I'm proven wrong or right or whatever, if I'm proven right, I'll even say it more, is that competence is what I think you can realistically look for right now. We didn't see that Saturday night, enough of it, but I think we've seen it more than we've not seen it this summer.
I agree, and confidence is the first step. It is the foundation of being on the road to finally being excellent. So that's what you want from this team. Again, this team is not the Cleveland Browns, and as optimistic as you want to get, this is a team that is a work in progress, and what you want to see is that the coaches who have been brought in and the organization can guide itself in the right direction, and you're going to see that. This is going to be a different offense. I know that last on Saturday night against the Indianapolis Colts, it looked like the same offense, a lot of checkdowns, a lot of four-yard throws on 3rd and 7. You know, that's not what people want to see, and I don't blame you. I would say let's reserve judgment, just like you were cautioned on this program not to get too high after the first two preseason games. Don't get too low after this one, and know that this team is headed in the right direction, and it has arguably, and many people around the league that I've talked to, said this is the team that probably has the best set of coordinators in the NFL. Rob Chudzinski, regarded as a very bright young head coach, and I think he's done a good job in that regard. So this is a team that is going in the right direction. You're not going to see it week in, week out. It's a young team. Consistency is the hardest part to achieve.
You got one more for us, Dino?
I sure do. Checking again from BrownsFan_42. Thoughts on the kind of year Greg Little's going to have, guys? Drafted him in the 9th round as a bench receiver. A little worried.
No pun intended. I'm a little worried, too.
I'm worried because I just don't see enough of that separation, even that I saw earlier in his career. Guys generally don't get faster, and although he's not too deep into his career, this is a few years into it, and you want to see something that leads you to believe that he can get separation. But you didn't see it Saturday night, and even in some of his, you know, his other games this year, the other two games this year, I didn't see a lot of it.
He's averaging 5 yards a target and less than 10 yards a catch for the preseason. So listen, again, it's only the preseason, but Greg Little's not showing the intangibles right now that you want to see for a receiver who's set to explode in a vertical offense.
He could be misfit too as an outside receiver, and that's
I think he's Anquan Boldin. I think he should be in the slot.
That's where
Devon Bess is going to be.
He should be. Hey, we want to thank Scott Petrak from the Elyria Chronicle Telegram, Gerard Cherry, of course, for his regular appearance. We'll see him again tomorrow. We want to thank Jameer Howerton and Josh Aubrey and Justin Cole. The Hooligans are next. We want to thank our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. Your calls, we'll get to more of those tomorrow as well. For Nathan Zagura, I'm Vic Carucci. Talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by
Liberty Ford. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.